Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm very excited today to bring to you somebody who was actually one of my first, you were one of my first students, weren't you?
Yeah.
So crazy. Nearly 3 years ago. That is none other, of course, than the lovely Kim Rofick. Kim, I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too. I'm glad you're here.
So you've been learning so much for 3 years, working hard to just, you have this like desire for mastery and understanding of so much in marketing. And it's clear in everything that you do, you are obsessed with marketing.
I am.
So can you share with us just a little bit of your journey and how you discovered that marketing was something that you loved?
Sure. So when I was in university, I had to take several classes, and my favorite class was actually marketing. But it was just basically the basics of general marketing. And then I had to take website design. And so I decided to look into it more. And I found you and fell in love with social media.
So cool. So cool. Now you, there's something that's a little bit different about you that I love. And that is that you center from this place of wanting to give back.
Yeah.
In a way that most people don't. Can you share with us a little bit about like your dream and your vision for the future and kind of why your heart keeps going out to like the girls of Ghana? Share with us that side of your story, because I think it's so, it's beautiful and it's inspiring.
Oh, sure. Okay. So it's interesting. My parents at a young age moved overseas. They moved to Ghana, West Africa. And so from a very young age, yeah, actually I was a baby. I grew up in Ghana, and growing up in Ghana in a developing country, you're privy to so much the haves and the have-nots, the difference between the females and the males. And so it's just something that's always been really near and dear to my heart, because I saw a lot of young children that were that didn't have a lot. And I always wanted them to have the same thing that I had. So I remember as a young kid, I would tell my mom, "Oh, can we bring them home?" And my mom's like, "No, we can't." And I just knew at an older age that I was going to want to do something and give back and make a difference where I can. And so it's, you know, still near and dear in my heart and something that I definitely always look to do.
Absolutely. And I think it's because you have such a big heart that you've always been drawn towards businesses that are passionate about making a change and impacting mm-hmm. the world.
Yes.
So when we've talked a little bit about like your purpose and how you want to only work with clients that have a major like mission driven business or an impact driven business. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us a little bit about like what that looks like and why that's so important to you?
I really want to work with companies that want to use their company for a force of good to do, leave the world a better place. And it means a lot for me, because helping these companies is my way of having a part in making a difference. And so helping them with getting their message out, getting their products out, just means a lot, because it's going to have a greater effect with the community. So
oh, I love to hear that so much.
Yeah.
Now, I love, by the way, some of the comments that are coming in are so cool. Jennifer says, "Hi, Kim and Rachel. Thank you for sharing." Kristen says, "I love that, Kim. Leave the world a better place."
Oh, thank you.
You know, everyone who's met you knows that like there's just this beautiful like peace and joy and love that radiates from who you are. Being around you is very calming. Like it's a very calming, comforting. It's almost like, you know, when you talk to somebody and you're like, "That felt like home, and I don't know how to explain it." That's
oh,
how talking to you is. And yeah, absolutely. Now, you come from a corporate background. Can you share with us a little bit about what that background was and kind of a little bit of that part of your backstory?
Sure. So I've worked for large companies, IBM, I've worked for Coopers and Lybrand. So I've worked in several industries, from computers to tax to software. And it's been interesting because I've been mostly in the sales and marketing departments. I seem to always be in those departments. So it's good because I've always had to work with different people and learn how to deal with different personalities. And it's what I love. I really do love working with people and learning more about them and finding out ways to help them. So, yeah.
I love that. Now, you have done a decent amount of travel, haven't you, across the years? What are the most fascinating things you've learned as you visited different countries and met with people from different cultures and walks of life? Like, what ahas have you taken away from that?
Part of growing up in Ghana and my parents living abroad has been, that in itself has been a huge education for me. It's opened my eyes to so many different cultures. So let me know that my way is not always the right way, that there's so many different people and there are different ways to getting the same goals, and to be open and accepting of everyone, no matter what their background is, and to just get to know the person for who they are and to learn what you can from their different cultures. And so that's something that I'm really thankful to my parents for, because every opportunity I get, I do like to travel. And when I travel, I don't like to necessarily travel and stay. I do like to be comfortable, but for the most part, the most important thing is for me to get to know the people and to learn the culture and to really, you know, be where the locals are. So.
Oh, I love that perspective. I will say the difference between staying at like a 5-star resort where it's like everything is handed to you, and or at least for me, and then staying in like the mountains of India where nothing is handed to you. Those were two very different experiences, and the latter shaped my world radically.
Yeah.
So now you're currently taking on just a couple more clients, aren't you?
I am.
Which is so, so cool, because I know some of the people that you are connected with and opportunities that you have in front of you. What types of clients are your dream clients? Like, who do you want to serve as you start to kind of reach out and connect with these potential clients that you can help to grow their businesses?
Clients that want to make an impact, that it's not just all about the dollar. I mean, clearly making money is important, but it should be more than that. They want to be able to make the world a better place, whether it's their products are eco-friendly or they're helping with something that's going to make the, you know, make people feel better. That makes a big difference to me. So it's quality and their hearts that makes a difference to me.
I think that's so huge. You know, we've always said like we only want to work with people who are good people, and that's kind of confusing, but it makes sense when you know a good person. You know a good person when you see them. And
yeah.
So you want people who have good hearts, good products that make an impact, which I think is so huge. Well, I can firsthand say that anyone who works with Kim is going to be in great hands. Where can these people who are watching this thing, like, I want to learn more, like, how can I learn about working with Kim? Where can they find more information about you?
They can go to my website, and it's www.kimmaya.com. And also my Instagram handle is Kim Maya Media. And I do have a freebie as well. So, and it's a great freebie on how to find your ideal client. So.
So crazy. You got your full name, Kim Maya, as your website.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I mean, that's Ellen and Oprah level. Like, so, so great. Kim, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been amazing. And I'm excited because I think I'm going to be seeing you in just a couple weeks.
Yes, you are. Can't wait.
We're so excited to be on Funnel Hacking Live. We will see you all later. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside. Say